Romans 8:5. Intro. Attitude is everything. This is what a coach said when I was 13 years old, and I never forgot it. One's attitude is what one thinks, what one values, and what one focuses on. Attitude is who you are. I think this is a core part of what Paul meant when he said, those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. He was talking about the focus of our entire being. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us to speak and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:5, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. The first meditation question is, what does it mean to set your mind on what the sinful nature desires? I like the New Century translation of this verse. It says, those who live following their sinful selves think only about the things their sinful selves want, but those who live following the Spirit are thinking about the things the Spirit wants them to do. Living according to the flesh means being focused on and ruled by what I want to do. Our mindset includes our thoughts, desires, values, motivations, and attitude. People who live by the sinful nature think all the time about how to please themselves. Their lives focus on self and fulfilling their own desires. The sinful nature is not connected to God and has no thought of doing what he desires. The second meditation question is, what does it mean to set your mind on what the Spirit desires? Give examples. Living according to the Spirit means being focused on and ruled by what the Spirit wants us to do. The mindset on what the Spirit desires is seeking the Lord, listening to him, and continually thinking about pleasing him. The Spirit leads us and empowers us to obey Jesus. If our minds are set on what the Spirit desires, we will be focused on doing his will. This means that we will be sensitive to the Spirit's leading and understand what the Spirit wants us to do. The Spirit will speak to us and lead us moment by moment. Galatians 5:25 explains simply what it means to live according to the Spirit. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Living according to the Spirit means walking together with him and keeping in step with him. Setting our minds on what the Spirit desires does not mean that we strive to think about God and spiritual things every minute of the day. It means that we value and focus on our relationship with him. He gives us life, and he gives us the power to walk in victory. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I sense he was saying, focus on listening to my Spirit. Set your heart and mind on me. Walk with me, listen to me, and I will lead you. How will I trust and obey Jesus today? I felt like he was saying, set your heart and mind on what the Spirit of God is doing and saying. Take a couple of minutes every morning, noon, and night to check your heart and attitude and ask, is my mind set on self or on the Spirit? Let's pray. Lord, I confess that I get distracted and often do not think about what you desire, but focus on what I desire. Teach me to listen to your Spirit and what he desires moment by moment. And again, I encourage you to share the word with your sharing partner daily. As it is written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.